This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB Radio. You're listening to GRE with Triple D, Devin, David, and DeBose. And listen, as unprepared as it may seem, the show is still phenomenal.
That's the best show on the radio.
The best show on the radio.
By far.
On 107.1 FM.
Any radio station, any radio, for that matter.
By far. So.
Matt Penafield, you watch out on Lithium, I tell you what.
So before the break, we were just discussing a little local sports story before the sports doctor.
Because local sports did?
Did. Yeah, local sports did. Before he jumps into some national news and national stories. So hit us with what you got, sports doc.
Are you ready? Are
no.
You done?
Maybe.
Okay.
Finished.
Well, first, remember a couple weeks ago I said if you wanted to watch the Hawks in the first round, you better watch them because they probably weren't going to make it.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, they have a game tonight. The series is tied 3-2. The Hawks are actually leading the series 3-2.
What? But, you'll say that again?
Huh?
The series is tied 2-2,
3-2
what?
Did I say what I say?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's back up. Pretend that never happened. Atlanta leads the series 3-2. Is that better?
That's a lot better. That's almost as bad as my 50-50.
Game six is tonight at 8, and they're in Boston. So
it's Baston.
I kind of think that it'll be tied 3-3 coming back to Atlanta. So, you know, maybe there's a chance. There's always a chance that I was most likely going to be right.
Yes. So, yes. I'm hoping that you're
watch
wrong.
Them. Tune in. There's only two games left in their season.
I just want us to have a team that succeeds at something.
That's right.
This year.
Hey, speaking of teams that don't succeed, the Braves are still playing.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Braves have they've gotten off to the worst start in baseball.
Well, nowhere to go but up.
Nowhere to go but up from here.
I always say if you're going to do something, do it right.
Do it right. And you remember that guy we've talked several times about, old Hector Oliveira?
Oh, yeah.
Still on the team?
Came from the Dodgers and paid him a bunch of money. Well, anyway, you know, old Hector got himself in a little bit of trouble.
He beat some ass.
He put the Cuban beat down on some lady in a hotel, and he's been charged with a misdemeanor, actually. Misdemeanor assault and battery.
So the Ritz.
He did not throw a no-hitter.
Oh, he did not. He hit her.
Seriously, we joke about that, but that's serious stuff.
That is serious stuff.
So he can't play until May 3rd, but it's fully expected that Major League Baseball is going to come in and add probably a 30 or 60 game suspension on top of it. But the Braves have actually been trying to trade him since this.
Of course.
They're trying to get out from
to
under.
What boxing club are they trying to trade him to?
Well, they're trying to. They want to get out from under the $34.5 million that they owe the guy.
Send it back to LA.
And they've already paid him 30 something million, but. One of the major league team executives reported to MajorLeague.com as far as being asked about the trade and was he entertaining it, and the executive told them, he said, "I can't believe they asked."
You know? Wow!
I mean, who's going to take the guy? You know, you're stuck with him. So, Hector, good job, buddy. You
keep
ruined
that,
it.
Keep that bad publicity going towards the Braves.
Yeah, you ruined it.
Yeah,
you ruined it. So there you go. There's your oh yeah, the Braves are terrible, by the way.
Oh.
Hey, but listen to this.
They have
though.
A new park coming.
As they do. As Devin pointed out, really the only bright spot is a couple things. Freddie Freeman hit a home run the other night.
Yeah. That was one of he's almost hit almost half of the home runs that the Braves have so far this year,
which is not many. And AJ Pierzynski, catcher, exactly. He got his 2000th hit. The other night, which he's on the list of only 10 catchers in history to have 2,000 hits. So congratulations to him. You know, look, we got to find all the bright things we can here.
That's right.
All the happy moments we possibly can. Did anybody here know who Zippy Morocco is?
Nope.
No.
The old Zipster.
No. Nope. Cricket.
Old zippity doo-dah. Well, he was a two-sport star at UGA.
Yeah, I remember him. I don't remember him, but I remember the story.
I was going to say, no, you don't.
I remember the story.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember neither.
So. I remember neither. Go ahead.
Was it football and basketball?
Well, old right? Zippy played football and basketball. You're right. He was actually the first basketball All-American at UGA in 1953. Yep. And he was also a return specialist for the football team. He returned two punts for touchdowns in 1950. 14.2 average per return, which is good enough for third in Georgia history at that mark. His son, Chris Morocco, played for Clemson. He was a quarterback at Clemson. Old Zippy committed suicide at age 86.
Wow.
He was battling depression and cancer. And Zippy's brain will be donated to the CTE, which is the chronic traumatic yep. Progressive degeneration brain disease is what that
is. It's not going to be Institute.
No.
That starts with an I.
Encephalopathy. Yep.
Yep.
That one. That's what we're going with. Anthony Zippy Morocco. Prayers for his family and everyone involved there. He was 86.
Wow.
So there's that. Also, speaking of that, speaking of
you're depressing.
Y'all are bringing a terrible story.
uplifting news here.
Yes.
Listen, we're going to end the sports segment with some happiness. Okay. But
bring it on.
But this is what we got to do to get there. China wrestler Joni Lauer passed away also.
Yes, I did read that.
She passed away.
Not China. China. C-H-Y-N-A.
And it's still China. This is uplifting how?
Well, sports is not done yet.
Oh, okay.
She passed away on Wednesday, and she was actually at her home in Redondo Beach when her body was found. She was 46, and no determination of death has been made yet. They're still kind of waiting on some toxicology reports and stuff like that. And if this was CSI, man, it'd be done already.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely. All the same show. Or NCIS.
NCIS.
Gibbs would have smacked the nose on the back of the head, and he would have figured it out immediately.
Figured it out.
Yes, boss. Got it, boss. Thank you, boss.
Right.
No signs of foul play, though,
China's kind of struggled, man. She came out as this freakishly large woman and abnormal.
She didn't have to come out as that.
Saying, you know, into the national media storm.
Facebook. Oh,
and
no.
And then she, don't get carried away.
I'm sorry, man.
And then, you know,
I got excited.
And she gets in and she's wrestling men on, you know, on WWE, which I think it was WWF at the time. And then she
was on, I think, towards the tail end of WWF.
Yeah, and then she, her later in life, she went into porn.
Well, thank you for that, and you're right. Her brain also is going to be donated to the CTE, but she was known as the ninth wonder of the world.
Because the eighth wonder was already taken.
Who was that?
That was Andre the Giant.
Yeah, it was. There you go. She was the so far as the only woman to hold the Intercontinental Championship belt. She left the WWE in 2001, and after that, she did some reality shows. She did.
Jim, I saw a lot of women pick that belt up and carry it. So don't tell me she's the only one to ever hold that belt.
Yeah. She did reality shows. She posed in Playboy, and did a little bit of porn. So. There you go.
Weird.
I'm just gonna go out on the limb and say that it was probably a heart attack due to steroid use. I'm just gonna throw that out there. That's my opinion.
That's your professional opinion.
That's my professional
opinion. As a doctor.
Yeah.
All right.
A sports doctor. Jim DeBose.
Let's get to the bright spot, dude.
All right.
You're still bringing me down.
Hey, Tom Brady's gonna have to serve his 4-game suspension.
How is that a bright spot?
You know, you're getting closer.
I'm getting there.
But they can appeal. They can appeal still.
No, this is after the appeal.
Lost the appeal.
Yeah. No. I know, but they all that they did was they said,
"Hey."
They didn't say that he was. Hold on. They didn't say that he was. What's that?
Devin, listen. Put your hand down.
Guys.
They lost the appeal. The NFL said that they would not revisit the case and are ready to move forward. He is serving a 4-game suspension. He will miss the first 4 games of the season. And Brady's not happy. His arms are crossed, and he's pouting, and he's not happy about
it. That's okay.
I heard that they could appeal.
He's still the great.
Devin.
Devin. All they said was that they agree with the terms and that he had the right to do that. I'm just saying.
Devin.
Just for preseason? Or
I was reading on ESPN
season?
Last night.
Devin.
Think what you want to. I don't know nothing. I'm just an insurance doctor.
All right. All right, so any of y'all remember Adam LaRoche? Played for the Braves for a couple of seasons?
Yes.
Came up in their organization.
Yeah, played first base.
First base.
Yeah. Was actually a really good player. He moved on to play with several teams. And
Pittsburgh, Washington, Chicago White Sox.
Thank you. Okay. Most recently with the White Sox. But his thing was, is Adam, whatever team he was with, his son came to
yeah.
the games with him, into the locker rooms, into the, you know, he just brought his son to work with him. And which, you know, has never been an issue with the teams he's been in. I think it was part of, hey, listen, you know, I'll sign the contract, but this is what I do. Bring my son, no problem. His son's like 12 or 13 now. And so had always never been an issue. Well, he goes to the White Sox and, you know, does what he normally does, brings his kid, and everything was fine for a while. Well, for some reason or another, some of the other players started to complain about it, I guess, about his son always being around. So the White Sox told him that he was not going to be able to do that anymore. He was no longer going to be able to bring his son into the dugouts or in the locker rooms or, you know, whatever the case may be. And their logic was, what job out there allows you to bring your kid to work every day? You know, valid point. But that was part of, you know, that's part of Adam LaRoche. You know, that's what you got when you signed up. It wasn't like it was a new thing. So Adam LaRoche's response is, I'm just going to retire.
Yeah.
So he's going to retire. He told the White Sox, he said, I don't expect you to pay me, you know, the rest of my contract. I'm just done. You know, my kids are more important, and it's something that I've always done, and I'm just
– One of the unique things about this story is that for each organization he worked for, like you said, he went to him. He said, hey, listen, I bring my son with me. And he comes in the locker room, and if this is an issue, tell me now. And
right.
if anybody ever says anything, please let me know so I
that's
can
right.
address it. I
right.
need to be
yep.
I want to be able to do this. You know, it's just something that's very, very, very important to me. So one of the new ridiculous teammates of his, I would assume, is a millennial. And I'm just putting that out there, a millennial, who decided that it was not fair. Because, you know, life
something's
should
always
be
not
fair.
Fair.
Life should be fair and equal. We should all be equal.
You know, he's in a kind
good
of
news for the Braves. That's a first baseman that can hit home runs.
Yes, right. He can.
So, and he is available. Yeah.
He is, and he you know, he's also real big buddies with Chipper Jones, and they do some investments and different stuff together, and have done for years. But good for him, man.
Well,
good for
you
him.
Know, and then it sparked a new adventure for him, which is, you know, he's being driven to serve Christ, and he's being driven to
right.
do things that are making an impact. It's, yes, people look and go, hey, that's $12 million you gave up. But you know what? It's not about the money.
It wasn't. And that's what he said. He said, you know, I'm not going to fight for the pay me the rest of my contract or whatever. I'm walking
people,
away.
And some people said, you know? Well, you could have done without your kid in the dugout for $12 million. Well, listen, yeah.
That's not the point.
That's not the point. And he probably could have. The problem is, you know, that's not who he is. And, hey, man, you got to respect somebody like that. And if that had been me, I told my kid, go sit and stand.
Get out of here, kid.
Get out of here, okay? Daddy's making money.
Brandon, you hear that?
Brandon, you hear that, buddy?
Get out of the dugout. Nobody.
You go sit right up there. I can see you from there. We can talk.
Nobody.
Right here.
Nobody would. He would just fit like in the little bat rack.
That's right. Nobody would even. Nobody
know.
Put him in my exactly. bag.
Yeah, put him in the bag.
Carry him around.
Nobody'd know. Yeah.
His head would be sticking out.
Just poke his
Daddy,
head
where
out.
Where we going? Run in the first, son.
He's good.
just no a wee little package.
There. So, that's your uplifting?
My uplifting story.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey.
Hang on. Let me let that.
You gonna picture that in for
I
a second?
Okay. Now you may continue.
Has agreed to do movies.
What type of movies?
Movies that you will like.
What kind of movies will I like?
As she
mind out of the gutter.
She has signed a 3-movie deal with Lifetime.
Yeah.
David is a huge Lifetime
yes,
movie
really?
Watcher.
Yeah,
he also likes watching
do,
Wii TV.
She's going to do. She's agreed to do 3 movies with Lifetime on various different topics, and I just figured that you would love that.
Oh, I do because A, I like Rhonda, and you know, B, I love some Lifetime.
Are they movies about how a MMA fighter gets the living piss kicked out of him? Anything like that?
Well, it's probably going to be about,
you know,
growing up differently. Probably.
I gotta say something here, man.
Well, say and get it over.
Hurry
with.
Up, man.
Devin, listen, man. Listen. You know, she lost a fight. Okay.
She
lost a fight. Now, the woman that she lost to.
She got her. She
Holly
got her,
Holm.
She got her ass beat on
how
the second
long
time.
Did she have the belt?
Once. She had it for one fight.
One fight. How long did Rhonda have the belt?
Multiple fights.
Multiple fights. Now, Buster Douglas upset Mike Tyson years ago. Would you say that that Buster Douglas was a better boxer than Mike Tyson?
He was that day.
In history, looking back, was he a better boxer?
He was that day.
I don't know.
What happened? How many times did Buster Douglas defend his title? One time, and you never heard from him again.
I think what it says is that MMA is a different sport, and these athletes are so talented and so precise that, you know, it just takes a split second to be caught.
Yeah.
And, you know, and listen, at the end of the day, Holly Holmes had Ronda's number, okay? She had her number. Ronda was not in her element, not in her zone. She's frustrated. She was not prepared, and she got her butt kicked. But Miesha Tate come in, and she was prepared for Holly. She studied her. Holly had a hard time trying to counteract and do that same type of technique and that same plan that she did with Ronda. She tried to do
and
that.
And Ronda's beat Miesha Tate easily two times.
Easily two times. So, you know, listen, I loved to see Holly Holmes win. Okay?
It was good for the sport.
But I hated it for Ronda. But, wow. I could not believe that Holly Holmes, when she got tapped out, I mean, she passed out in the ring. That was,
right.
that was the craziest thing that I've ever seen. But, right. But you know, it's going to be interesting to see the dynamic as it comes back.
Well, Ronda's also signed on to be in the Roadhouse remake. They're going to do a remake.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great. The double deuce.
Well, I'm excited about it, but I'm also not excited because I know a lot of times those remakes just kind of fall
short.
Well,
listen, Patrick Swayze's the man, so.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be able to top the original.
You're not.
But
I mean,
especially when they remake these movies and there's no one you know in it. I mean,
they're probably going to have Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Just some. I don't know, man.
That's crazy.
So there you go. There's your uplifting good news story. You get to see her in some
sports
more
is
movies.
Done.
She was in Furious 7, too. So.
Yeah, yes, I saw that she was good in it, too, man. She fought.
She was in there for a little bit.
Well. Small role. Hey, guess what?
What?
Spouse did. It's about time.
Listen, when you have people clapping when you're done, that could go either way.
Take it
for what you want. So we have enough time to start.
Yeah, we can go ahead and start Tech Talk.
Tech Talk.
Yeah, we can go ahead and start.
And I think it's important that you get this out.
I think you have a breast milk story to tell, too.
Oh, I do need to tell that story. I'll tell it in National Facebook News or right when he's done.
Did you already post that in Facebook? So no. It's National? No?
No.
No. Okay. Gotta wait for the same dial. Hang on.
We only have 30 seconds left. Will we make it before the break?
Probably not. We'll see.
It's gonna be close.
I'm in.
Oh, we're in.
Neo.
Can we start? Oh, man, look at that. We're finally in. So, welcome to Tech Talk with D. And today, we are going to discuss a camera that you can put in the dash of your vehicle. So, everybody's going in. You go in, you look at Facebook, and you see these interesting videos as someone's driving on the road, and you see a motorcycle passing, and all of a sudden, they clip the side of a car, and they go flipping off
the
side.
Yeah, I'll laugh at those, yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of times, those motorcyclists, they may not survive that accident as you're laughing.
Well,
sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't.
I only laugh at the ones where they do survive.
Yeah. That's right. That way you don't feel like such an ass. But anyway, so these things are actually quite affordable. And there's a lot of really good uses. So when you're dealing with insurance, you know, one of the biggest problems that somebody has is you have somebody that goes in and you get into an accident. There's a two-car collision. You know, not all accidents are two-car collisions. Some accidents are one-car collision, just themselves, because they're bad drivers or distracted driving, whichever. But, you know, if you don't have a passenger in the car, and maybe the person that was at fault does, they can always go in and say, oh, well, no, it was them. They ran a stop sign or whatever else where it would have shown, if you had a camera in your car, that it was them at fault instead. And so it's always good to have video recordings, thing like that. So we're going to talk about a couple of different camera options that you can do and add into your car that might protect you in the event of an accident. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. And you've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.